Yeah, what up, man? How you want to cut?
Just give it to me how you been doing it. You know what I mean? You and Sean be bullshitting. Don't fuck me up this time neither, man.
From the Lineup Media Group Studios, you're on the clock with Matt Geiger.
Straight up. You like to eat, right? Fucking with niggas' heads and all that shit. You know what I mean? You got niggas going to different barbers and shit. Nigga be throwing you 40 beans, 50 beans, and nigga can't get not one.
Now, straight from the barbershop, Matt and Iron Mike.
Didn't I tell you don't touch the sides? I'm going bald on top. You lucky you cool. I'ma let it ride, slide. You play me so you can't get paid. How you gon' fuck up a Don and Cone dog is fade? I look like UTFO, one of them dudes from back in the day. The educated clappers.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. We're coming to you with a special episode of the You're on the Clock podcast. And today, we have an interesting topic. So we came to the barbershop, because where better to get a good debate than the barbershop?
What barbershop?
We are at Supreme Team Barbershop in Hazlitt, New Jersey. Joining me today, as always, is Iron Mike.
Hello.
What's that?
And also joining us, we have Joe the Barber.
What's up, guys?
And Nero.
What up, guys?
So the debate we're having today is something that's been in the news for some time. And that is whether or not daily fantasy should be legal or illegal, and whether or not it's actually considered gambling. So recently in the news, New York is trying to put forward a cease and desist on all daily fantasy and make it illegal in the state. They started the paperwork, and they're asking all payment to be seized to be accepted from anybody in New York State because they consider it gambling. And we sparked up a little bit of a conversation on Facebook, and that's why we're here today. My personal opinion on the matter, I don't think it should be illegal. I don't necessarily think that it's not gambling, but For the skill and the knowledge that you need to play in these contests, I think it's not as much gambling as it is a game of skill. And Michael chime in and give his view on things.
Well, I wanna hear some of the other people's views here that we're gonna talk with today first, because I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I could go either way.
So the big debate that I had was with Nero.
Let's get straight to the point. It's gambling, man. It's straight up gambling. I'm no sugarcoating. It's straight up gambling. When you take a risk with your money, it's gambling. Point blank.
Okay, but should it be legal?
Yeah, why not? The casino's legal.
It's exactly.
Lottery's legal. Just taxes.
So now, But now,
isn't sports betting in New York illegal?
Sports betting is illegal in a lot of states.
Well, that's why they are having this debate, kind of, because it's has to do directly with sports. And if sports betting is illegal in New York, then what is this that you're doing right now? You're betting on sports, right?
I mean, technically that's right, but when it comes down to it,
and I agree with you, there is some knowledge that has to be needed. To some extent. I mean, Kenny joined the tournament last week. Supposedly this guy doesn't watch football. And would you finish top five? You didn't place with any money, but you did very well.
Right, but
hey, you wasn't supposed to say that.
So, I mean, the way I see it is, so for instance, in the state of New Jersey, where we are and where we live, online poker is legal. Okay? Online poker is it's considered gambling. In my opinion, I think poker is more of a game of skill than it is a game of luck. Because
skills to what? How you have skills to pick?
Well,
the players got skills.
But I wouldn't say. But it's not a game of chance. It's not craps.
Yes,
it's not roulette. It's not craps. It's not roulette.
The player comes on the field, goes play ball. He's given is a chance that he might win. And Mike lose. That's
well, that's okay. But in this specific instance, like if I'm comparing it to poker, the way I play poker, I have control over every outcome of that hand. I don't have control of what the cards are, but I have control of whether or not I want to play my cards.
It's not sports betting either.
It's like but what I'm saying, right? Yeah. But it's legal.
Yes.
In the same sense, where you have control over your cards and how you play your cards, I would say that aspect of it translates into daily
sure,
fantasy.
Sure, because
where if I don't think Tom Brady is going to have a good game, I don't have to play him.
Uh-huh.
Same thing. With like I said, with cards.
Yeah, you're not giving Tom Brady, and you have to use him like you.
Right.
Would
you're not giving specific guys. You can pick your guys.
If I feel my luck is not good today, I'm not going to Atlantic City.
But if you feel that your luck is not good tomorrow, are you going to play DraftKings or are you going to sit out?
If my luck is what?
Not if you good. Feel if
you
your luck
you,
is
if you're feeling unlucky.
If I'm feeling lucky, what you think I'm going with? I'm going bet. You hear what I said? Bet. When you
yes,
bet,
it's gambling.
Yeah, but the thing with the daily fantasy football, well, daily fantasy sports period, because there's a guaranteed winner and because there's guaranteed disbursement after, regardless, that's to me what makes it more of a lottery than if, which a lottery technically is considered gambling.
It's gambling.
It's a possibility of you losing your money,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like going out of Atlantic City, hitting them slot machines or going playing blackjack.
Yeah.
Where yes, you might be like if you play a progressive slot in the casino, yes, you're guaranteed wins, like something that not necessarily you are, but there's a guaranteed winner. The same way that there is in fantasy football, but the difference is, where am I going with this?
I think there's a lot of bullshit that's being involved with just simply being gambling. You're gambling where a whole bunch of other shit forms on top of gambling to make people put the word gambling under the rug. You're fucking gambling at the end of the day.
Right, yeah, and like I said,
there's more skill involved than just
but there's not, cool, but cool, the skill cool. is gone at the same time because all of the knowledge is easily obtainable on Google.
Regardless,
whatever,
exactly.
No, because
exactly.
How does this running back fare on grass? How does this running back fare on turf?
What?
How does he fare on
now? Listen, that's
turf? It's very easily obtainable to the person who
doesn't
have
and
that
skill. And that's awesome that you brought up that point because another part of the controversy that led us to the point we're at right now with daily fantasy
uh-huh.
is. What people considered to be insider trading, where a guy from DraftKings took the knowledge that he had from his website, and I think it was player usage percentage.
Yeah.
So he was able to see what players were used, what percent in contests,
yeah.
and then.
So is that cheating?
He took that knowledge, went
to
another site.
He went to FanDuel.
He went to another site and played on that site, and it wasn't illegal. He wasn't breaking any rules at that point.
Yeah.
When he got caught. Both companies told their employees to cease and desist from playing on any site at all.
Which should have been the case right from the get-go.
Should have been the case from the get-go.
Why?
Because they know they have information that we don't have.
Like what? Don't they put the player percentages up on the website?
No. Once the game starts.
Okay.
But now there are websites now after the fact
mm-hmm.
that give you the usage percentage.
Okay.
But you can only obtain that percentage after the Thursday night game is played.
Okay.
So like for instance,
yeah.
after this week's Thursday night game, not only can you see how many people used Ryan Fitzpatrick or how many people used Sammy Watkins,
uh-huh.
but then you can see how many people have Eli Manning in their lineup, how many
uh-huh.
people have Julio Jones in their lineup, and you can adjust your lineup based on that. And the reason why that knowledge is important is because if you're in a big tournament, you don't want to play the same guys that everybody's playing. If there's 100,000 people in the tournament and you're using the most used running back, then you're already at a disadvantage because those points are null from because of the amount that everybody else is using them. But the whole insider trading thing became an issue, and I think that's what led to this whole discussion.
Yes, 100%. Now, back to what I was saying before about the guaranteed winnings. For instance, like I was saying, if you go to a progressive slot, yes, there's a guaranteed winner eventually, but there's no skill in throwing a nickel or a quarter or a penny
exactly.
into a slot.
Exactly.
But there is skill behind sitting back and. Yes, it's also easily attainable in attained information because it's out there. But you still have to be the one to sit back and say, okay, this guy does this against this against defenses that play on grass. He does this again. But now I have to decipher
right.
who's the better pick between the
a perfect.
Why are we implying skills to say that something is not gambling.
It's
because just because the skills.
No, it is a gamble. It is a gamble. It's like making an educated guess. You have
I'm
to
not
take.
Saying it's not skills. Yeah, I get it. It's skills.
Yeah.
But why are you saying because it has skills inside of gambling is not gambling?
Oh no, it's for sure absolutely. Gambling.
And now
poker's a skill.
But
it's still gambling.
Right. Like I said, we had a little bit of a back and forth on Facebook because of what the question that you posed.
Correct.
And like you said, the question you posed is daily fantasy gambling. And I said no, but after the back and forth I had with you, and then there was another guy in the thread after, you know, I. Looking back at it, I was saying shit like,
you got a point.
Well, after the fact, I look back at it, I'm like, you know what? He's right. Technically, it is gambling. But at the time, I'm throwing things out there like, well, somebody could bet me that I won't wake up tomorrow, but I know I'm going to wake up.
Correct.
You don't.
No, you don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's a lot of things you could go with that.
But like you said, as soon as you put money on the line, it is considered gambling.
It's gambling. Because you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk of hoping you're going to win or lose your money.
But now, I mean,
an investment is gambling.
Exactly, but
everything
you know,
you do,
just to play.
Everything in life is some sort of gambling.
Absolutely, you know? And I was just gonna say that because
the first time you go into a barbershop, you want to sit in that person's chair. You're gambling.
I swear to God, I was gonna bring that up, you know, because, I mean? Like I said, just to play devil's advocate, you could walk into a barbershop and you could say, "I could walk into this barbershop not knowing any of the barbers."
Correct.
And I could say, oh, this guy looks like he gives a good haircut. Or my buddy said this guy gives a good haircut. But I'm gambling that when I sit in that chair, I'm going to get a good haircut.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. You can say it's not gambling. Why? Because after that guy cuts your hair, you don't like, it's not to your liking, you don't have to pay. It's a free cut. I don't like your service. Customer service.
The gamble's on the service, not on the money.
Yeah, save
that for.
But gambles only deal with your risk and your money.
Yes. Well, but that goes. But now you know.
You can't gamble with your life, though.
That's a terminology.
That's
a terminology. It's not factual.
If I sat down in your chair, though,
listen. If I Google the definition of gamble,
I
you know what?
I posted on Facebook.
I have it right here.
That's how I started my conversation.
Gambling has monetary involvement.
It's money.
When there's a risk of financial loss.
Yes, that's gambling.
That's when it's
here, listen.
Loss in general?
No, not loss in general.
The term gamble, or the word gamble, literally means to play at any game of chance for money or other stakes, or to stake or risk money or anything of value on the outcome of something involving chance.
Your life was valuable, so
something involving chance. So, for instance, the Patriots this week play the Giants, okay?
There's no chance of the Giants winning.
But listen, it doesn't matter if it's 99.9% chance that the Patriots are going to win. There's still a 0.01% chance that the Giants could win.
Agreed.
So everything is a game of chance. In the aspect of the football player itself, mm-hmm. when that guy steps onto the field, there is a chance that he could get hurt. There's a chance that he could set a record for most catches in a game, most receiving yards in a game, mm-hmm. most touchdowns in a game. Everything is a chance. It's a gamble.
Yes.
So, like I said, when I originally saw the thread that Kenny put on Facebook and I got into the argument, I went into it thinking, no, this isn't gambling. Mm-hmm. After
so
sitting...
the DNA in your brain and gave you some sort of understanding that it goddamn is.
Exactly. After having... that conversation, I could turn around and look at it, and like Kenny said, and you know, he agreed with me on a lot of things.
Anybody, when they say Kenny, they're referring to Nero.
I'm sorry.
So good.
Nero.
Listen, usually anybody that says fantasy football is gambling, I ignore them and I don't talk to them. But in this situation, it definitely is. You know, like, even season long.
So he was once upon a time a blinder. Even
season long fantasy football is gambling. But if you try and tell me that, even if you try and tell me that, I'm going to ignore you and say whatever, get away from me, because I don't trust people that don't like fantasy football.
Here's my thing on the season long fantasy. Yes, it's because of the money aspect. It's gambling.
That's it.
But outside of that,
just from the pure money aspect,
skill involved.
I'm
winning in the season long because
perfect.
drops. And
right, perfect example of that.
Like mine, you have to worry about luxury tax. You got to worry about salary cap. You got to worry about everything as far as that goes. So there's so much more skill involved.
Right, and there's so many variations of it. But like perfect. Yeah. No, agreed. But perfectly. But there's so much more skill involved than compared to daily, where you're just picking guys who you think are going to be good for one game, not the whole season.
So what about the guys who plays the lottery, right? And the numbers.
They're just dumb.
No, because this guy is actually strategically putting these numbers together, trying to win. That's not a skill.
Okay. It might be. That's something that I don't know nothing about.
That's some sort of,
but at the same time, there's guys that make a living, a full time, and they're millionaires off of daily fantasy sports because they have computers working algorithms, crunching numbers.
That's skills.
Right, but it's still gambling. But now, going back to the whole season long fantasy. The perfect example of what Joe is talking about, where it's much more in depth, Jeremy Langford, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a guy that once Forte got hurt, everybody ran out to pick up, right? Because, you know, Forte's your first round draft pick.
Yeah.
So you need a replacement for your first round draft pick. In my case, I had him on my bench since week three. I had a feeling, one of two things, either Forte was going to get hurt or the Bears were going to tank and trade him. Because he's 30 years old, he's coming on the back end of his contract. Yeah. He's done this year. They're gonna let him walk.
Well, you got lucky that he got hurt because trades rarely happen in the NFL.
But what I'm saying
with star players,
there's knowledge involved to know certain things like that.
You're right. There is. You took a chance and
he took a gamble.
Yes,
I gambled.
And if Matt Forte was still healthy, your gamble was not gonna pay off. Because there's little to no chance that he gets traded during the regular season. So you got lucky that he got hurt.
But there's still skill involved to know certain things.
There is.
For instance, like to piggyback off both you guys are saying. Wow. Anyway, for instance, like in a league like mine, it's a keeper league. So every single year you can keep up to four players depending on their salary. Someone like a Jeremy Langford, who's getting drafted at, let's say, $50 out of a $2,200 salary cap, regardless, he's probably going to get kept. Because at the end of the day, like you said, he's on the back end of his contract.
Forte's contract expires at the end of this year.
He's 30 years old. Traditionally, 29 years old is when running backs start to break down. So someone like that will get kept in a league like mine. So it's more skill, like Matt said. It's more skill to pick up someone like that, knowing that, all right, this is what it is. This guy's at the end, 29, 30. This guy's cheap for like a Langford. You keep him for the following year. So that's where the skill set comes in.
Exactly. And then going back 2 years ago, a guy like Odell Beckham, who nobody thought would have that type of impact in his first year, you probably drafted him or spent X amount of money very cheaply.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
$40 2 years ago.
Yo, there you go.
The psychological PR campaign for this is not tricking me, man.
So now
it's gambling. It's gambling.
What
Caitlyn
if
Jenner is Bruce? He's always gonna be Bruce. You're not tricking me. He's gonna be who he is.
So now what if in fantasy, you know how you said that they were starting to show you the numbers after the Thursday game?
Right.
What if going into it, before you set your roster, because everything's about money these days, okay? That's the only reason why this is an issue, money. So now, what if they did like the horses? For every player, they showed how much money was going on to each player. And you could use that information. Then things might level out the playing field a little bit more and make it...
I agree.
But the money still needs to be regulated, though.
Why?
That's the issue. That's the issue that New York is bringing up, and not only New York, but Vegas is bringing that up too.
They're only mad because they're not getting their piece of the pie.
Right.
At the end of the day, they do get their piece of the pie, but they don't get as big of one. Because a friend of mine just recently won $12,000 on FanDuel. He got his check, and he's getting his $10.99. So instead of him getting taxed at a gaming rate of whatever, 30%, 40%, he's going to get taxed 1099 as if he's self-employed, miscellaneous
right,
income.
Right.
Which they're not taxing as much.
Right.
As
and
gaming.
that's the
but
thing.
Now when they
Vegas
gaming and they start
Vegas contacted FanDuel and DraftKings and told them that they want them in Vegas. You know, possibly even in the casinos to have, you know, a book opened up where you can actually do daily fantasy in the casinos, but they want it regulated.
Yeah.
Regulated.
Everything needs some sort of
because
order.
You need,
right.
You need the, my money
because if not, then what are you, you're just
account.
Throwing money into something with,
correct.
With no idea
correct.
How it's going to come back. You know
like
what I mean?
Said, like you were brought up the horse racing. If you can fix horse racing, if someone can get into the books four races in for horse racing and they're well regulated, what do you think is going to happen with this DraftKings and SnapDraft?
Well, what do you think is already happening? Because you have all these people with millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars going into these tournaments that you can do multiple entries in, and it's a $25 entry, and they're just loading up on hundreds of entries because they have the money to throw around. But that's where the government is looking to make money off of guys like that.
Yeah, but I'm
because they're using that as
right.
Their,
they're
their
not
advantage.
They're not looking at my contest where it's a dollar to get in, and if you win $27, $28.
Yeah.
They're looking at
the
big
day,
contest.
They really are though because they want the snacks on
right. But my technically my dollar it's just the dollar.
When my money goes into the account, is it protected?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's not well protected at all. People can get in there, and I want my money protected. That, to me, is the main thing. Whether it's gambling or not, my money needs to be protected. I'm not going to enter five drafts at $100, and then my money disappears somehow because people are getting into their interface somehow.
Well, that I mean that goes to the technical side of everything.
Which is more
which is a gamble.
Whether it's gambling or
it's
not.
It's a gamble.
Because it is gambling.
Well, right, but you know, that goes back to the whole idea of putting money on the line.
No,
because
right.
You can put your money in a bank.
That's a gamble. That's what I'll do.
Hold on.
Put money
in
the bank.
Nero's got a Jordan shoebox under his bed.
No, I don't.
All right, so bringing it back to the legality aspect of it, because they're trying to either regulate it or make it illegal. How long before they go after season-long fantasy football?
Well, the season-long fantasy football, that's going to be an easy time.
Yeah.
Because all they're going to do is no more free ESPN leagues, no more free Yahoo leagues.
It's going to be paid accounts.
They'll charge an initial. Like, for instance, the league that the two leagues I'm in on Roto, they charge an initial of, what, $100 or $110 up front.
Right, so you're
just
playing for the league.
There's my tax.
You're paying for the league,
exactly.
Technically.
But there's the tax.
Right.
There's the money coming. They're never, the IRS, the government, they're never going to know what people are actually
yeah. There's no issue with that.
Exactly. And now that's a perfect example.
Is they'll make their money on entry.
Because in Yahoo, on Yahoo, like the
we don't play for money. We play for a belt.
Right.
We play for
a trophy.
Belt.
Yeah, but that belt was
and $1,200.
But the thing is, like with Yahoo, We don't pay to use their service. We use the website for free. But as far as Yahoo knows, there's no money involved.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's my point. As far as the government will know when they start taxing everybody and charging, so Yahoo has to, you have to pay to get on Yahoo, so you have to pay to get on ESPN. The government will never be able to decipher, like, oh, these people are definitely winning money at the end of their run.
Yes.
So they'll never be able to tax the winnings on season-long leagues. But where they're going to get their money is on charging initial setup.
Right.
And that's when you go back to the notebook league.
Yes, that's when you go right back to the newspaper. If season long was ever, regulated or made illegal, what would end up happening is there's going to be a computer program that you can download and input the stuff into your computer, and it doesn't have to be connected to the internet, and you could just, you know, put in everybody's stats at the end of the week, and then the program will do it all for
you.
You
can open up an Excel program.
Excel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You open up an Excel
exactly.
program.
So,
you fucking type it up and then you email it to everybody.
So,
like the league that I'm in now?
They'll never be able to say that season long fantasy football is illegal because there's always a way around it. With the daily, the only way you'll never be able to do with what we're talking about with season long with daily because then, you know, if Joe wants to start a tournament that's not run through DraftKings or FanDuel, he'll have to collect money from everybody. He'll have to go meet up with people, then keep stats entries. Himself.
You can't have nine entries in your regular season-long draft.
Yeah, so you're not tipping the odds in your favor.
And that thing pisses me off because I was in like a FanDuel contest, $10, double up. But what people will do is they'll take their lineup, they'll export the lineup, and then they'll make like 15, 20 entries. I was on the cusp of cashing, but I got beat out because of a guy who had like 20 entries. You know what I mean?
And that's pretty much the same thing as you going to a open, Texas Hold'em game and somebody just throwing around their chips. Fucking laying down all their money, no?
No, that would be like going to a poker table and a guy's playing eight hands.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Because he has the money to do it.
Well, you can't do it, but he's doing it.
He's technically buying more than one entry.
Yeah.
But you can't because he has
to go. Or better yet, that would be like me grabbing everybody in the barbershop right now, saying, we're going to go to Atlantic City to play in this tournament. I'm going to buy everybody in, but if you win, I want my money.
Yeah.
Something similar to that, where it's not illegal. It's just like, it kind of sucks. Yeah, it sucks.
Masturbating on an airplane, it's frowned upon.
you could do it. You're just not supposed to.
Masturbating on the airplane is kind of good, man.
That's kind of good.
Now let's talk.
Well, now that the entire world knows that Joe and his right hand are on the Mile High Club.
Hey. Speaking of that, United, you owe me a lot of airline miles, man.
All right, so it was a pretty good discussion. Joe, you want to plug anything besides, the Supreme Team Barbershop in Hazlitt, New Jersey?
Well, obviously, yeah, the Supreme Team Barbershop in Hazlitt, New Jersey, 1719 Union Avenue. On top of giving you the best haircuts you ever get in your life, we have great conversation at all times.
Political conversation, educational conversation.
Yeah, and then whenever you come in here, if there's not sports on the TV, there's usually something educational or there's some beautiful music being played in the back. On top of that, the other barber, Nero, has a book coming out that he'll be releasing. Yes, Nero, speak on him.
The book is called Home Has Been Wrecked, The Day of the Moments of Luxury. It's a memoir about a situation in my life. You can get it online at homelesswitharecorddeal.com right now. You can pre-order it. It'll be there pretty soon, Barnes & Noble, ebook, Amazon, things of that nature. So there.
So they could go to Audible.
They could go to Audible.
Audibletrial.com/ontheclockpodcast.
Exactly.
And get Nero's book by using our offer. And you get a 30-day trial and you get a free audio book.
Or the Amazon link.
Or the Amazon link, and you could buy it and you bring it here. And Nero will autograph it for you.
And you don't even have to go to Barnes & Noble.
And on top of that, if you're in the Hazlitt area, come to the barbershop if you have any sneakers, if you have any clothes, because Nero and his family are running a outreach program where they give clothing to the homeless people.
He's doing a lot of good stuff out there.
And he's not going to like some big organization that's going to rob everybody. He's going right to the street and give it to people.
You want
to
plug your Twitter and Instagram and all that?
My Twitter is... Barber of my Twitter and my Instagram are both Barber of the Year. BarberOvdayear. Barber of the Year.
Nero. You want to plug your Instagram?
And all my social media is Nero's with a K. KNERO. The K is silent for the letters. Nero_.
_. You can find us on Facebook at On the Clock Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at On the Clock Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at yes_its_Matt. And you can find Iron Mike on Twitter at iron_Mike_NJ.
When did you change your Twitter?
Yes, fantasy football is
gambling. Oh, wait, that's mine.
It's gambling.
It's not gambling. It's gambling.
My Twitter is Matt_Geiger_.
That's the worst part about it. It's gambling.
He's all right, guys.
That's
gonna do it for this special edition of the You Are on the Clock podcast. Catch our regular podcast coming out on Thursday. We're gonna do some newer stuff this week, so make sure you guys tune in. And thanks again for listening.
And it's not gambling.
It's gambling.
You're on the Clock with Matt Geiger on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network. Download the show and link to our social media accounts at ontheclockpodcast.com. Get all the Lineup Media Group podcasts on our website at lineupmediagroup.com.